Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tarya Parsonen joining us live now. She's with the group Western New York Students First, now trying to expand and join other parent groups across the state to advocate for changes inside school settings. Even though we heard of many restrictions loosening yesterday inside schools, those restrictions remain the same. Tarya, thanks for joining us. Were you expecting anything maybe to change yesterday with the governor's announcement?
You know, there's always that expectation for change, but sadly throughout the pandemic, if you're a parent of school-aged children, no, our expectation was not very high, which is why we had multiple conversations with other groups throughout the pandemic across the state. We realized we were all on the same page in terms of wanting to be science-based and wanting that science to come from our leaders. So we created an alliance called the New York Statewide Nonpartisan Parents for Science in Schools.
Terry, the bottom line is you think that masks should be a choice and not a mandate, right?
That's right. You know, and I was not always of this philosophy. You know, I followed the rules throughout the pandemic. Masks were an effective means of protecting unvaccinated teachers and staff in the fall. But we're now well beyond the point of every adult having access to the vaccine. Children themselves are very minimally impacted. Cases of COVID-19 in the community are virtually non-existent. So now at this point, we do need to evaluate what's happening, ask ourselves who masks are now serving to protect. And it's really time to start having this conversation now to set the stage for the fall.
We have spoken with a lot of different school leaders, superintendents throughout the area, who say that, you know, practically speaking, just for planning purposes and kind of knowing what to communicate with parents, they want some sort of clarification on what's going to happen in the fall right now. I'm wondering if you're looking at this is from a practical standpoint or more from a let our voice be heard standpoint. You know, one of the things that school leaders say is it's not as if safety is going to be thrown out the window, but these safety decisions can be made on a more local level within the districts and, you know, by the parents who have their kids in the classroom. Is that maybe what you're looking for instead of just saying, all right, let's end all restrictions and rules and move on?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. These school districts have really followed each and every precaution. They have opened their schools so well and so safely. And now they really are being put in the very difficult position of dealing with, you know, the state government, who's providing them with nothing but confusion, miscommunication. You know, when Dr. Zucker stated in a letter to the CDC on Friday, June 4th, saying that if there's any data or science that you're aware of that contradicts moving forward with unmasking or offering the choice to unmask, please let me know as soon as possible. And, you know, to this date, the CDC has still not provided any data or science. But you're absolutely right. School districts, I think, will continue to make safe choices. They want to keep their children safe. That's their number one priority, right, along with parents.
You know, and Governor Cuomo is making a decision, really, for over 700 school districts, thousands of individual schools. And I mean, is the same situation, can it apply, you know, in Brooklyn as it does here in Buffalo?
Well, you know, yes and no. And part of our alliance is thousands and thousands of families in New York City as well. And, of course, Buffalo Public School District, which is huge. So while kids deserve to have the same opportunities in all districts, you're right, you're looking at very small school districts that are able to space very easily and able to follow precautions very easily. And perhaps their rates are higher and lower, you know, I don't know. But I do believe school districts should be able to make those decisions safely with respect to COVID-19. You know, I was reading even in the Boston Globe that a doctor was saying that there's a lot of fear of the regular flu season. You know, parents are reading this with open eyes now. She was saying perhaps we need to continue to mask just to protect from the regular flu. But at the same point, if we're asking ourselves, you know, we can't just keep our kids in masks forever, or can we? You know, that's the bigger fear here. And if we need to start exposing our children back to regular viruses and allowing them to be sick in a regular, normal way, how do we do that? We do that by unmasking them in safe ways, you know?
I know you're hyper involved in this and obviously talking to a lot of people who are passionate about this issue, but kind of outside of that bubble, I'm wondering what you're hearing and maybe what your reaction is just kind of around town, because there is this sense among a lot of people that we are back to normal somewhat. People are able to live their normal lives. And certainly after yesterday, you go to many places, if not most places, they'll be able to operate as if it was back in 2019, yet schools still remain. So we aren't truly back to normal with these restrictions on what schools are and aren't able to do. I'm wondering if you sense any of that at disconnect, where there is a feeling of back to normal while you're maybe shaking your head on the sideline.
You're absolutely right. There is a disconnect. You know, you can go into Target and shop without a mask. You can go to concerts. Heavily crowded concerts, you can go to Yankees games, but you're right, something is different in schools, and you know, we really have to address that openly and honestly, and that, you know, it's the teachers' unions, so we know that they've influenced CDC guidance, and that they're, you know, we respect what they're trying to do. They're trying to keep the teachers safe. At the same time, though, you know, parents are really asking for that seat at the table. And there are different feelings everywhere. You know, you're right. At the same time, it seems normal. Life seems back to normal. But you'll go to a board meeting. I just went to the Clarence School board meeting. And there is still a lot of fear. There's still a lot of people who are not ready to do that. But we always have to go back to science. We always have to go back to what the science and the data provide us. And if we can't be following that, what are we following right now? We can't be following politics.
How much momentum is this effort gaining?
I am stunned by how much momentum this has gained. You know, I've really been part of the open school movement from the beginning. And while people were behind that, we really saw people become passionately involved with the science of masking. That is when we saw the numbers in our group and statewide, countrywide, just really surge, you know, and perhaps it's that parents, you know, we're at the end of the pandemic. Parents are really done with seeing their children treated differently than adults. You know, children are human beings as well. This is about children's rights, and it's about their health and safety as well. You know, masks are not neutral. There is a cost to wearing masks. We were all willing to accept that cost at the beginning of the pandemic, but now it's really taking a toll.
Taria, thanks so much for the time this morning. Always appreciate it. That's Taria Parson in Western New York, Students First, talking about the rules and regulations still applying inside of the classroom.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.